we move forward,
so does the rest of the economy.
CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Mark Connolly for Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. As a 72 Mizzou grad, I'm proud to sponsor Mizzou football. SEC, watch out.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Got ribs? They do. Rib City in DePere or Cottleville has delicious pulled pork or tender beef brisket and award-winning fall-off-the-bone baby back ribs. Visit RibCitySt.Louis.com.
The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or MyKiaSt.Louis.com for details.
St. Louis has gone Hollywood with all kinds of exciting enhancements, including hundreds of the newest, hottest slots. The new Hollywood Casino St. Louis, now open.
Don't miss the Kickoff Countdown Show live from the Mizzou store in the Chesterfield Valley every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. with Jim Holder. Jim will update you on everything you need to know about this week's University of Missouri football game. Plus, there'll be special guests from Mizzou. Make sure to tune in or stop by every Friday at the Mizzou store in Chesterfield to get all your Tiger info. It's the Kickoff Countdown Show, 6 p.m. Fridays on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think
milk out of my nose.
I hate it when that happens. It used to happen in school all the time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 7th. Uh-oh. 11-7-12. I like to do stuff that makes no sense. Just because the new people who just found the station, right now they'll be going, what? 11, 7, 12, what does that mean? Doesn't mean anything, we're just screwing with you. We're brought to you today by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Not affiliated or associated with any other kitchen and bath place. There's only one, and they're one of a kind, Thompson Price. We'll talk more after this. Let's introduce ourselves to you. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chips.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Just great. Hi, everybody.
Jimmy Jimenez, in charge of security. He's been our security chief the entire time we've been here. Done a great, great job. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is hind, Jim.
No. I don't think.
Rat boy. Well, the election was yesterday, and Rat Boy's been studying up on, you know, Tippy Canoe and Tyler II and all that stuff, and he's trying to think of the president that promised a chicken in every pot and what in every refrigerator?
Cheese.
And cheese in every refrigerator. I don't think there was such a thing.
Yeah.
The chicken in the pot thing sounds...
We got it mixed up with something else, Rat Boy.
What a one-track mind that Rat Boy has. I'll tell you, somebody else has a one-track mind, and that track is good, solid polka music. That's Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah, the greatest.
You can't believe the emails I get. More polka music. More polka music. I get it all the time. I'm afraid of overdoing it. We don't want to overdo the polka music. Bill Cleveland is on the way. We're brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. I can't build anything. I'll never forget in my 20s. You know, when you get married and you become a real adult and you have to pay bills and you get a checking account and, you know, you're actually a husband and you move into your little neighborhood and a neighbor asked if I had a miter box. And I said, what the heck is that? And this guy laughed at me. It's like, oh. I'm not, I wasn't a man because I didn't know what a miter box was. You know what it is, Pia?
I know it has something to do with a, is there a miter saw or something? Or
well, I'm sure there is a miter saw. You know, Dan?
No.
It's a box that has slots in it. You put the saw in it, and it allows you to cut a 45-degree angle. It's a, you know, it, how am I supposed to know that? I'm not a builder. And then I remember when Thompson Price did our kitchen, I was there for some of it. I wasn't there for other parts. But I remember standing there watching these people thinking, wow, how did you get this good at what you do? Because it's kind of like if you've ever put anything together and you get to the bottom of the stuff and there's like one thing left, a screw or something, you go, what did I miss? Where did that go? I kept waiting for when they did their kitchen for them to end up with like one piece of stripping or molding or no. Everything that had been brought in went right in its place, and that's what happens when people know what they're doing. They had blueprints. Now, I don't know if other kitchen and bath remodeling places do this, but I doubt that they do it quite as well. A blueprint that even I could read that showed us exactly how that kitchen would look when it was finished. And not only did they give us a date, 3 weeks from the day they tore that kitchen out, they said functioning kitchen in 3 weeks. You guess what? In 3 weeks, we had a functioning kitchen. They said one more week, all the cosmetic stuff would be finished, and it was. And they said this will be the price, and it was. I've talked to a lot of people where that wasn't their experience. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Find out more at thompsonprice.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Cleve Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, the election now all over.
What?
It's all over. It's all finished, I think.
Huh?
Yeah, here in Missouri, it's safe to say Todd Akin got a legitimate ass-kicking. And the stock market was down 300 points today.
Yeah, that's what's
scary.
Up with that?
Yeah, I don't know about you, but today I invested all of my money in teleprompters.
Smart move.
And the presidential election was actually very close. At one point, only a few thousand votes were between the two men. Experts say Obama won by carrying the youth, the minorities, and the all-important dead people vote. Obama's got a pretty tough 4 years ahead of him. For starters, it's going to be awkward blaming the guy he's inheriting the mess from.
That's true.
And if you voted for Romney, you know, don't worry. The end of the world's still scheduled for December. So.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
And finally...
What is that date exactly? The world's supposed to end December 12th?
Or 21st.
Yeah, it's mid-December.
21st.
It's on the way.
Can't wait.
Well, we'll end with a sports story today. The Los Angeles Lakers, as you might know, got their first win of the season. And Kobe Bryant was so excited, he said if they keep winning, he vows to learn the names of all his teammates.
I get it. I'm missing something.
Kobe Bryant's kind of him. He doesn't really.
Self-absorbed.
Yeah. Kind of hilarious now.
Now it's funny.
Yeah.
Now it's funny.
Okay, the Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Lucklead Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KCRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, you're welcome. See ya.
Okay. It's impossible to tell the sun to leave the sky. It's just impossible. Yeah. It's impossible to ask a baby not to cry. It's just impossible. Can I hold you closer to me and not feel you're going through me? What? Split the second that I never think of you. Oh, how impossible. Can the ocean keep from rushing to the shore?
What the hell was that?
Impossible.
Right,
if I had you, could I ever want for
what
more?
It's
just impossible. And tomorrow, should you ask me for the world, somehow I get it. I would sell my very soul and not regret it, for to live without your love is just impossible. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Is that a new segment of the show we're doing?
That's
something?
No, it's not going to be a regular segment.
Songs
I'm just
by
brushing
Frank.
Up, brushing up on songs recorded by Andrea Bocelli, because I'm taking my wife to see him next week. I'm just getting familiar with a little
sounds
of his music.
Sounds great.
Good.
Sounds like a really good time.
You know, sometimes, Peon, when you say things like, oh, that sounds great, it sounds like you don't really mean it.
What? Kind of sarcastic.
No. I don't know if you know that you have that in your voice. It's like a sarcastic thing.
I don't
know. And I know you, and I know that's not the case.
No. Everything I say, I mean.
This Sunday, I want to make something very clear about the big Baby Boomer Expo at the Ameristar Casino. And here's what I want to make clear. Like the politicians like to say, let me be clear. It's free. Okay? It's free. Everything.
Free is good.
Free is good. You are also going to get to meet, buckle up, here it comes, Steve Cochran.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I've never got to meet him.
Have we ever met him?
No, I haven't.
I've never met him.
Oh.
The guy on before us, Cornbread, will be there.
No. Corn.
Marvin.
Corn. John Carney, you'll meet.
Carney's going to be there?
Yep.
Have we met him?
I grew Carney here.
I met him once.
No,
yeah.
I've never met him either.
One time. Huh. John Rooney will be autographing baseballs for the first 24
visitors.
That's
our sports show.
That's a gotter.
Well, we carry the Cardinals. It's the least we can do.
Wait a minute.
They own us.
They still own us, though.
Yeah.
Bob Plager, hockey legend. Dan, you'd be excited about that.
Bob Plager's a great guy, and I've played in charity games with him before. He is a blast.
You know, while you may be excited about his being there, you know what he's excited about? The fact that Dan Strauss, and Henry's Humans are going to be there.
Oh, man. Yeah. We're going to get Bob up to sing a song with us.
I wouldn't push that. He's a pretty tough guy.
Maybe it's impossible.
It. Let's see. They're going to have information on travel. You get a free chair massage. Now, does that mean they've massaged your chair? It's a chair massage.
Oh, maybe it could be.
They didn't make that very clear.
Huh.
Wii games, Zumba demonstrations, all sponsored by Garden View Care Centers, and the Rams cheerleaders will be there, Apple Vacations, Paraquad, blah, 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 a whole bunch of stuff, booths where you can sign up to win stuff. You can win a trip for two to the Rayu Palace in the Riviera Maya in Mexico. We've been there. That's a great place. It's all free, and it's, again, this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Ameristar Casino in St. Charles. I just have about four of these presidential things left that I thought were really interesting. I'll share them with you. First of all, the tallest president. Now, this is pretty easy.
Lincoln.
How tall do you think he was?
6'5".
6'4".
Dan Strauss wins. 6'4". 6'4". Also, the first president to have a beard. Now, I think this is a pretty big deal. The first president to have a telephone, and he had it installed in the White House, was Rutherford B. Hayes. But the real story is who he had install it. The man himself, Alexander Graham Bell.
Wow.
Came and installed the phone. That's big.
I'll be there sometime between 8 and noon.
Yeah.
Mr. President.
See, I haven't. Oh, you know, there's a lot of call for these newfangled things. I think I can be there. Yeah, have an opening. The only president to be elected who was divorced. Who do you think that was?
Oh, I've heard this before, and I can't remember.
Here's a hint.
Ronald Reagan.
Uh-huh. That means my impression was pretty good. Well, you wouldn't have said Reagan. That proves it. That proves how good it is. John Kennedy was both the youngest president to be elected and the youngest to die in office. He died the youngest, was elected the youngest. I think I only have one.
What age does it say?
He was like 42 or something when he went in office. Wasn't
he 42?
How old
was Barack Obama?
45.
He was older than Kennedy.
No, Obama was like 46.
Late 40s, mid 40s.
Yeah.
Kennedy was like 42 or something.
He doesn't look it.
Yeah, and maybe this list was printed. No. This is at least that current. You check it out. See
Obama
how old President Obama was when he was inaugurated.
He just turned 50.
He's 51, so he would have been 47.
Kennedy was younger.
Yeah, Kennedy was
Now, this one really surprised me. There was one president, and obviously this is going to go back a few years, who never went to school. In fact, his wife, after he was married, taught him to read and write, and this guy became president of the United States. Yeah. His wife taught him to read and write.
Hmm.
Andrew Johnson. What? Never went to school.
Wow. So there's an Andrew Johnson and an Andrew Jackson presidents?
There's a Jackson and a Johnson. He doesn't have to call me Johnson. Remember the President Johnson when he used to say, you doesn't have to call me Johnson.
Yeah.
You can call me Andrew, but you doesn't have to call me Johnson. And then there was, and I think this, if you're the daughter of the president, how cool is this? Gerald Ford allowed his daughter's prom to be held in the White House.
Oh, wow.
How about that deal?
That would be cool.
And last, a big, big gambler, big poker player, Warren G. Harding, once got into a card game at the White House and was out of chips and thought he had a really great hand, so he bet all of the White House china, and he lost.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Wow.
Somebody walked out of there with all the china from the White House. Got a couple of rooms on our trip to Jamaica. We leave the 19th of January. It's going to be cold. I'm not kidding. Go to the go to our Facebook page, rather. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Find out all there is to find out about our trip to Montego Bay. We'd love to have you go with us. And I saw the movie Flight last night with Denzel Washington. And I have to tell you something. I had read a couple of reviews, and a couple were really good. And then a couple said, well, you know, it's kind of all over the place. No, it's not all over the place at all. It's a terrific movie. And it if you think it's a disaster movie, it's not. There's relatively little time that's about the crash. It is a great story of a high-functioning alcoholic. Denzel Washington is an alcoholic, and that's the story. And I thought it was really, really good. I think you'll like it a lot. Flight, it's called. How many states do you think, now with the addition of two, I think Colorado and Washington State just voted to legalize marijuana for recreational use. How many states do you think now have legalized recreational marijuana?
Recreational marijuana.
Well, oh, that just
means
doctors,
not medicinal.
Oh, I think it's just those two. Those are the first two, right?
And I think it's 18. I think it's 18. 18 states have legalized marijuana. No,
you
I'm
mean
not sure they're all.
I think
for medicinal.
Yeah, medicinal.
Well,
these
were recreational in these two states, and here's where I think here's where we're headed. Within 3 years, I think you'll see legalized recreational use marijuana across this whole country. But here's what's interesting, and here's what I don't get. They were making jokes today, but a lot of people will be packing up, moving to Colorado. Well, here's the problem.
Federally, it's
the
still
feds
illegal.
Can bust you.
Yeah,
that's the problem with a lot of those. Even
how does
those
that work?
Medical marijuana shops in California, they still have issues sometimes.
So in other
with
words,
the feds
it doesn't
because
mean anything unless it's a federal law.
Right. Yeah, that's why it's goofy.
So if it's illegal, if you sell it, even though the state, you can still have the feds come in and bust you.
Right.
Or buy it. So I don't know what the reason for celebration is. And this is a very an interesting list I have here. What somebody has done is they have listed the 25 richest people who ever lived. Now, they factored in inflation. So let's say, for example, if 100 years ago somebody was worth $50 million, they have done all the numbers, they've run the numbers and factored in inflation and listed at the time they lived, either then or now, who the 25 richest people in America are. And this is a fascinating list, especially when we get to number one. Now, I'll run through it pretty quickly here. Let me start with the 25th richest person ever is Warren Buffett. 25th Americans who've ever lived. He's worth $64 billion. Sam Walton, $65 billion. Again, these are numbers where inflation has been factored in. Marshall Field, as in, you know, the department store, $66
billion.
Stephen Van Rysselaer. Now, I never heard of this guy. $68 billion. Carlos Slim, I've heard of him. $68 billion. Jay Gould. Who's that?
I don't know.
71 billion. It just gets bigger as we go. Frederick Weyerhaeuser. I have seen the Weyerhaeuser name.
Oh, every warehouse is built.
Yeah. No, no, it's not warehouse. It's Weyerhaeuser. I see what you did there. 80 billion. Henry Duke of Lancaster, 85.1 billion. A.T. Stewart, 90 billion. Stephen Gerard, who the heck is that? 105 billion. John of Gaunt. Presenting John of Gaunt and his guest. Yeah. John of Gaunt, 110 billion.
Jim of Tubby.
Jim of Colorful Cheeks and John of Gaunt. Richard Fitzalan, 10th Earl of Arundel.
Yeah. 118.6 billion.
These are Americans, by the way.
Oh, these are all Americans.
Oh, yeah. It can't be right. It says richest Americans, but he's not American.
No.
And neither is the guy number one.
John of Gaunt. I don't know what
John Jacob Astor. Oh, like the Waldorf Astoria Astor. 121 billion. William DeWarin. 147. Let me get to the... Bill Gates is listed at 12th of the richest people of all time at 136 billion. Bill's done okay for himself.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you, it wasn't that long ago, I remember them saying Bill Gates was worth 30-something billion dollars.
Yeah.
He's at 136 billion now. Alan Rufus, Cornelius Vanderbilt. I'm just going through the names. Henry Ford. Blah, 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 blah. Let's get the number. Andrew Carnegie, 310 billion. The richest person ever is worth $400 billion.
Not even rational.
Mansa Musa.
Mansa Musa?
I went online and looked it up, and honest to goodness, there is a Mansa Musa. It's some Arab, I don't know, sheikh, prince, who the heck knows.
Man.
$400 billion.
Mansa Musa.
Did you hear the story about...
not to be confused with Charles Mansa Musa.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised Rockefeller's not in there anymore.
He's in there.
He is.
Vince McMahon is a billionaire, but did you hear that story? Linda McMahon lost again. She was running for Senate, I think, this time. She tried running 2 years ago for something else, and over the past two elections... She has spent of their own money $100 million to, and she lost both times. You know, Vince has to be going, all right, maybe this is it.
Enough.
More.
Yeah. Or maybe not. Maybe she puts
up. Boy, she must really want to be.
Maybe she's good in bed.
A politician.
Maybe she's worth.
I think she lets Vince play around on the side.
Well, good
for her.
So
that's his payment.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy's in a men's locker room at a country club, and they just had a golf tournament, so it's busy. Locker doors are slamming, guys talking, showers are running. And they have benches, and then they have lockers, and they have hooks, and cell phone rings on the bench. Guy picks it up, says hello. On the other end, he hears, honey, I know you're at the club, and I can hear the noise, and I hope you can hear me okay. Now, don't say anything yet. Just hear me out. Listen to what I'm going to say. You know the little Mercedes two-seater that I love. You know the one. I've pointed it out to you. They have a demo. They've got it down to $92,000. You know how much I want that car. Can I get it? Please, 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 please. He said, sure. She says, it's kind of noisy. I can barely hear you. Did you say sure? Get it? He said, yes. She said, okay, don't hang up. You know the house on Cambridge Avenue that we've looked at three times? I just talked to the realtor. The owners are desperate. They have dropped that house to $1.8 million. Please, you know I love that house. Please, 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 can I call the real estate agent and tell her sold, sold, sold? He said, yes. She said, don't hang up. One more thing. The cruise I've talked about for years, the Mediterranean cruise. I just talked to the travel agent. They had a cancellation. And because there was a deposit that's non-refundable, we can get on that Mediterranean cruise. We can take that cruise for $20,000. Honey, that is a steal. Can I book it? Can I lock it in? He said, book it. She said, I can't wait till you get home. I love you. I love you. I love you. She hangs up. He puts the phone down. He looks around. He says to the other guys in the locker room, he says, anybody know who this cell phone belongs to?
Let's see if things have gotten any better in traffic with Frank Ladd. Frank.
Well, this update is brought to you by Garmin. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Nuvi with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. Currently, we've got an accident westbound on 64 between Spady and Ballas. It's in the right lane. You're backed up now westbound on Highway 64 between, looks like, Clayton Warson now and the accident scene that's in the right lane. Westbound on Highway 70, it's a good run this afternoon as you're making your way essentially out of the city. Could see a heavy pocket between 170 and Air Flight, then again at the Earth City Expressway area, but it's a good run out in St. Charles County. Westbound on Highway 64 this afternoon, I'm going to see some volume passing Forest Park at between Hampton and McCausland. Then a little bit of volume coming down the hill, 270 to Mason, and a couple pockets headed towards the valley. Still working with an accident, 94 westbound near Wolfram. That one's blocking the right lane. Highway 64 eastbound, it's a good run up to the Poplar Street Bridge. 70 eastbound, you're on the brakes now between Madison and the Dome. Eastbound 5570 on the brakes as well as you make your way headed east towards 64. Southbound on 270, really heavy now between 64 and Doherty Ferry. Frank Ladd in the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center.
This Saturday, Mizzou plays Tennessee on KTRS with coverage beginning at 9:45 a.m. To accommodate, we're shuffling around some of your favorite Saturday shows. Farmer Dave is on from 5 till 6. The Yard Sale is from 6 till 8. Animal Advice is from 8 till 9, followed by Straight Talk and Retirement till 9:45. After Mizzou football, the Mizzou basketball team takes on the Cougars of Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. Then it's America's Wealth Management at 7, followed by Smart Living with Victoria Babu at 8. It's a Saturday lineup to look forward to on the Big 550 KTRS.
My teeth feel great thanks to the caps and the cleaning I got from Bowen Dental Care. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for the family dentistry in Florissant since 1970s Bowen Dental Care. Dr. John and Dr. Jennifer have set up a family atmosphere. Long-time employees plus their little kids are running all around. It's great for the family, and it's great for anybody who needs dental care because they believe in continuing education. He is a fellow in the Academy of General Dentistry, and if you act right now, Bowen Dental Care will give you a free consultation for dental implants. Other dentists around the region call up Bowen Dental Care for expert advice. You can too, and you get a free consultation, whether it's dental implants, oral surgery, root canal, caps, or just a regular cleaning, or you need a family dentist. Family Dentistry, Bowen Dental Care in Florissant since the 70s. 314-921-3527 or Bowen Dental Care. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
If you need new appliances, but you don't want the stress that goes into shopping for them, you need to go where Happy Appliance customers have been going for 53 years. Klein's Brand Source in Fairview Heights. Since 1959, family-owned Klein's Brand Source has been providing a great selection of appliances and electronics in a hassle-free operation. They have award-winning technicians that service what they sell. Their salespeople are trained by the manufacturers to help the customer get exactly what they're looking for. They have a huge warehouse for immediate take-along, or you could use their own delivery crew. Right now, Klein's Brand Source has a special on a Whirlpool white ice or black ice package when you purchase a 25 cubic foot side-by-side refrigerator, electric range with their new cleaning system Aqualift, and the ultra-quiet dishwasher. They'll give you the over-the-range microwave oven for just a dollar. Quantities are limited, so get to Klein's Brand Source now. They're located on Lincoln Trail in Fairview Heights, or see their website at kleinsbrandsource.com. That's Klein's Brand Source in Fairview Heights.
Listen closely as I drop this $100 bill into a paper shredder. Horrible, isn't it? But that's exactly what's happening to your hard-earned money if you're struggling with overwhelming credit card debt. Every month, much of your money may be being wasted on interest rates and fees while you struggle with debt that only seems to grow worse. But Freedom Debt Relief has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the country. and we could reduce your debt in the shortest time possible through one low monthly program payment. Call right now, and we'll show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Here's the number, 1-800-900-1491. Now imagine if you could put your credit card debt into a shredder. Call now to find out how much of your hard-earned money you could save. The bigger your debt, the more money you could save. Call 1-800-900-1491. This could be the answer you've been looking for. 1-800-900-1491. 1-800-900-1491.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-500-5236. That's 1-800-500-5236. 1-800-500-5236. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
The Dred Scott Foundation and UMSL are teaming up to present a fascinating one-man play that dives into the extraordinary life of actor Paul Robeson. Stogie Kenyatta will perform this one-man Broadway-style play, The Life of Paul Robeson, The World Is My Home, on Saturday and Sunday, November 10th and 11th at the JCPenney Auditorium on the UMSL campus. Kenyatta will bring to life this 20th century Renaissance man who was the first to sing Old Man River when Showboat debuted on Broadway. Buy your tickets online at DredScottFoundation.org. That's November 10th and 11th, the DredScottFoundation.org.
We are Mizzou. Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou battles the Tennessee Volunteers. PM Barbecue, your official tailgate barbecue on the Big 550.
Tiny bubble. We have a new addition to the show. A young man out of Southern California calls himself Mike Evans. Now, see, somebody who may have just found the show today, they won't know the difference.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a new feature or something. Fact is, he's been part of this show for... When was the OJ thing? 94?
94, yeah.
My goodness, like 18 years or something? A long time. And he's with us today, and he's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Stop in the showroom, say hello, tell them your name of the PM, and pay attention to the signs that say we only look expensive. That's a term that I think sometimes is overused. You get your money's worth, and every bit of it, then it's not expensive. Good quality work, Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. Here he is, Mike Evans.
Here it is.
Well, a little pop quiz question for the folks driving home from work today.
They are ready. We are ready.
Rather you be on 64 or 35 or 70.
35.
We're 35. We don't have
35.
We don't have a 35.
We have 70 or 44.
Or 270 or 55.
Yeah. Or 170.
Yeah.
There's no 30-something?
No.
No.
Well, there's Highway 30 down south.
Which is Gravoy.
Gravoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, mister.
They listen down, Gravoy. Don't be dissing Gravoy.
Gravois.
Okay. Parkway's question, how much does Diana Ross charge for a 90-minute private party for a concert? 90 minutes. $300,000, $600,000, or $1 million baht. Now, Frank, I don't think it's fair that you go looking through your credit cards to see how much you paid, but...
No, that's a good one. I wouldn't hire her, I'll tell you that.
Lindsay Lohan is being charged with obstruction of an official investigation. Lindsay lied about not driving a car in that accident on Pacific Coast Highway. Now several witnesses have come forward to say Lindsay was driving. Even Lindsay's assistant flipped on her and said, no, Lindsay was driving at the time. The judge, last time Lindsay was in front of a judge, the female judge told Lindsay point blank, if you violate this probation, you're going to go to jail. Do you understand that, Ms. Lohan? Yes, she said. 9 run-ins with the cops, 3 arrests, and already another probation violation. And they still say the odds are only about 50-50 that you'll actually go to jail.
Well, not for the rest of us.
No, we'd be in jail so fast. So I've seen the trailers for Lincoln, all of them. And while watching, while listening to one, and I turned my back, was watching, doing something else, just listening to one of the trailers, I couldn't help but notice that Daniel Day-Lewis, as Lincoln, sounded a lot like the old actor Walter Brennan. Dagnabbit, we've got to beat the Gordian Southerners.
What's wrong with your voice?
Well, yeah. Exactly. And I turned around and said, that sounded exactly like Walter Brennan. I called the studio, talked to a friend that works over there, and they said that the research department somehow had been told that Lincoln had a very high, twangy voice. Of course, Walter Brennan was a great actor. He holds the record. He ties the record for the most Oscars won by a male actor.
Wow.
3. Tied with Jack Nicholson.
You might be a little bit out of your league right now, Mister, doing Walter Brennan in front of me because.
Oh, here it is.
I tell you, since my high school days.
Yes, I mean, do you think you do good, Walter Brennan?
Go ahead, make a fool out of yourself.
I'm going to get you any day.
Shoot Walter back at him. Do
go
it.
Ahead. No, I'm going to let him go and realize he's committing Walter Brennan suicide.
Have Walter talk to Walter.
There are 2 Walter Brennan voices. There was the sort of sad, pitiful Walter Brennan. I now take you back to an episode of The Real McCoys, where Walter Brennan as Amos McCoy was very sad, and he was telling his family that he knew people thought he wasn't very smart. And here's what he sort of said.
I know every time I go into town, I know what people say, I know what they think. They say, here comes old ignorant Amos again. And they think I'm ignorant because I don't got no learning to go to school or nothing.
That's the one Walter Brennan. Then there's the excited Walter Brennan, which Mike is attempting to do. I now create
a... I didn't mean it.
I now create a scene that I made up that never really existed in The Real McCoys, and it's when Amos McCoy walks out to the barn and catches Peppina with little Luke. And it would go something like this.
Oh, I just went out to the barn. I can't believe what I see out there. Peppina out there with little Luke. I don't know what they were doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
But you got to grunt a little bit when you do it.
Beautiful.
You got a grunt. You sort of a grunt going in there. You know, when you start all that business, everybody is tuned out already.
That sounds like Barney Fife.
All right. Anyway.
No.
Love Nuggets, weird that Kirstie Alley is spewing how she and Patrick Swayze had an affair when they were married to other people. Hey, Kirstie, shut the front door.
Hey, take a look next time at her bottom teeth. Here's a woman with the money to go to the dentist. She has the crookedest, most awful
crookedest?
Set of... Yeah, crookedest. Most crookedest. Crooked.
Most crooked.
Whatever.
Don't interrupt me while I'm talking.
Her teeth look like they got caught in some kind of like blender. It's unbelievable. But when you consider she has the money, my wife noticed it first. She says, wait till you get a shot of her bottom teeth. It's worth looking for.
I'll look for that.
All right.
That might be a unit of something I can share with other stations.
Well, go right ahead.
What's wrong with your voice?
Oh my God,
Walter Brennan.
Oh, grief.
Sounds like Red Peters.
Here's my impression of Barack Obama. It appears that there's trouble in paradise between Miley Cyrus
No.
I don't think she's.
And her boyfriend, hair. Liam Hemsworth, he's been wandering off the reservation.
She has kind of a...
You know, we talked about how CBS would like to have the Manning brothers feature each other in the Super Bowl. How about this for being bizarre?
Yeah.
They would like to see also an AFC championship game between the Indianapolis Colts and the rookie quarterback Andrew Luck and Denver Bronco veteran quarterback Peyton Manning. Now, here's what's bizarre. Peyton Manning used to be on the Indianapolis Colts, now seasoned veteran. Andrew Luck, the rookie sensation, now with the Colts. So far this season, both of these quarterbacks have thrown for exactly 2,404 yards.
Wow, that's wild.
What are the odds of that?
That's
exactly 2,404 yards each.
That is wild and crazy stuff.
Weird and wild.
That is crazy.
Nutty.
I can't believe it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, I would go, Sally.
Yeah, we know who
I thought it was John Wayne.
Supposed to be.
You guys get on with it already.
Oh, your voice sounds like you're taking a dump.
You big dummy.
Odds and ends, election day fall. What was up with Diane Sawyer last night?
That's. I heard somebody mention that. I didn't see it, but they said she appeared to be drunk.
Drunk.
Wow.
Just made no sense. Jay-Z wants to run for public office and look for President Obama to help him.
That was nice.
Yesterday afternoon, I was in the car, and I turned on the radio. I heard Christmas music instead of political ads. It was nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice and kind of ridiculous at this point. Every city does that. We got a station in St. Louis. They always do, you know, right about now or even before Halloween, they start playing Christmas music.
And you know what? They always get great ratings.
They do, but here's what's so ridiculous. Any advertiser dumb enough to buy a station based on ratings that are so temporary, the ratings are not, they're not real. They're not going to hold.
They're only buying like an eight-week schedule?
But by the time those ratings show up, though, they've stopped playing the music. So what doesn't make sense is by the time you buy the station based on the ratings that are published, they're published long after that's happened. It's over. They don't do that anymore. Don't get me started.
Now what's wrong with your voice?
Don't get me started.
Now, who the hell's that?
That's a New York man.
Oh, New York time. Man.
And finally.
Yeah, here we go.
I go right to the chase, right to the end. It's kind of a... It's kind of a...
Go to the Adams Mark or the chase. Go ahead.
$300,000, $600,000 million Diana Ross charges for a 90-minute private party.
$600,000.
$300,000.
Six. Answer, $600,000. Mike Evans, also better known as... The best guy, Gene, in Washington, in the past 6 years.
Yeah, that's about the saddest thing I ever heard. Young man, worship an old man. It's pitiful. Makes himself sound kind of ignorant. Well, here's what I could do. I could do ballast dinner kit. As an old man, just pretend I'm an old man, never went to dentist. I got false teeth. They don't fit very well. They're cheap. You know why my teeth are false? Because I never went to the goddamn dentist.
Oh, my God.
And like I was supposed to.
Okay. All right, I'll quit.
No, keep going.
Ballast Dental Care, 39 years I've been going there. I am five months away from hitting the 40-year mark as a patient at Ballast Dental Care. Here's the deal. Month of November, they are going to waive the fee for sedation dentistry. If you're one of those hardcore cases, you need sedation dentistry or you'll never get through it. It's a $285 charge normally. You get your appointment booked now. You get in there. Month of November, they will not charge you for that. That's a huge, huge deal. Some of you may need it, some of you may not, but if you do, in fact, this would be the time to do it. Have a nice smile for the holidays. Ballast Dental Care is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and their website is ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic with Frank Ladd. Frank.
Got a couple incidents on Highway 40, Dan. The first one is westbound on Highway 64, blocking the right lane and the right shoulder just west of Spady, between Spady and Ballast. You're backed up Wow, all the way back to 170 westbound on Highway 40. It's a slow go through that stretch there. Eastbound, and it's just before you get to Lindbergh, blocking the exit ramp and part of that right lane. The three left lanes are getting by eastbound there. Eastbound Highway 64, eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh. You're slow back to Ballas, working with an incident as well. Eastbound on 40 out in St. Charles County. As you make your way past the research exit there, it's in the left lane. Still a slow go southbound on 170 from at least Olive to 170. And you're off the pace now southbound on 270 as you make your way south of Highway 40. Stop and go in that stretch as well. Eastbound on Highway 70, it's a slow go between Adelaide and the Dome. Eastbound Highway 40, eastbound on northbound on 55, no major delays. Headed towards the Poplar. Eastbound in the Metro East area, eastbound 55-70. You are on your brakes now between, looks like, 13th and Tudor and the 64 split. This update brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between Phillips? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you go a little farther between those fill-ups. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on McGraw in the Morning.
The fallout continues from the election. We'll check in with Joe Manis from the Beacon, stlbeacon.org. Plus, there's a brand new book out looking into the rise and fall of Anheuser-Busch. We'll talk to the author. Plus, the latest in traffic, weather, and sports. Join us Thursday morning.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 to 10 on the Talk of St. Louis, the Big 550 KTRS.
What a great game. Only a few minutes to go.
Okay, we're going to win this one, just like I won with my mortgage.
What do you mean?
Rates are still at historic lows, and I was able to refinance my mortgage before it was too late.
Really?
You need to contact American Equity Mortgage before the clock runs out.
Wait a minute.
Aren't you?
Just remember, AmericanEquity.com. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Take advantage of these historically low rates before it's too late. Call us today to find out how you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on your mortgage. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. 878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the low threes, make the call right now.
We'll get you to a better place. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
I have 2 seconds. See ya!